What is Satanism?
Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. Carnal religion. Satanism is thrown at Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant. We see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some adolescent fad.
We're talking about you pulling your kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. Child in question was said, now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress. And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words. The Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity which has all power and all of this, this can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's Satanism Today. Here's David Harris.
It's got to be about 6 years now. I've been using that intro. 6 years. And every time I get the notion to retire it and write a new one, I get a new email telling me that they absolutely hate it and it makes them want to jump out a window, and it makes me keep it for another year. It's Satanism Today. I am David Harris. How are you all doing out there tonight? If you're out there listening live, join us in the chat room. Website, it's on satanismtoday.net. Log on into the chat room, hang out with us. It's a lot of fun. Hang out with the denizens of the Satanism Today chat and make awful potty mouth jokes and comment about what's going on the show. Want to talk today about quite a few stories that have been popping up in the news over the past couple of months that are sadly reminiscent of some of the bullshit that Satanists had to deal with in the mid to late 80s during the period of time known as the Satanic Panic. Period of time in which an entire industry, from psychologists to fanatical Christian ministers, made tons and tons of money off the ruined lives of people who were accused of devil worship, Satanism, and were essentially ostracized from their community, brought up on charges that were quite obviously false. And quite a bit of money was made from this stuff as a result of just false accusations and a lot of hysteria. And joining me for this discussion is my very good friend, Magister Egrain Mitchell. Egrain, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good. It was kind of funny that I was toying with the notion of talking about this tonight, and then I was playing around on the internet, and I saw you blogging on this very subject. This being a subject very near and dear to you, as you were on the front lines during the Satanic Panic, doing a lot of TV, radio, a lot of press for the Church of Satan during the Satanic Panic. Now, for those who may be young and have the good fortune to not know what the Satanic Panic was, if you could, maybe perhaps give them a brief education about that awful, awful time.
Well, very plainly, a cottage industry developed between psychologists and fundamentalist Christians in which they purported that certain kinds of crimes were being committed and that these crimes were being committed by so-called Satanists. These crimes were baby killing, sacrificing, breeders. It was alleged that every town in America had some organized satanic cult perpetrating crimes. Everyone from local sheriffs to doctors were in on it. And between psychologists and ministers, they convinced America, and they did convince America, that this was an actuality.
Now, of course, as the 80s came to an end and the 90s came about, a full FBI report was released, pretty much debunking virtually every single accusation of satanic ritual abuse, and, you know, calling these psychologists and these Christian ministers out on the carpet and claiming them to be frauds. Is that not correct?
That is true. It's called the Lanning Report, written by Kenneth Lanning, whose specialization in the FBI was crimes against children. And in his efforts to investigate whether crimes against children were happening, it naturally looped into Satan, or what was purported to be Satanism, interested him, and he decided to do some statistical study. And when he did that, he could find no statistics, because they didn't exist.
All right, now flash forward, you know, 15, 16 years, and we have a new crop of news stories popping up all across newspapers, television, and the internet all around the world. It's not just limited to this country anymore. News stories about people claiming to be Satanists. Of course, it's either coming out that they're just, you know, deranged kids or teenagers or adults, or they're practicing devil worship, you know, worship of the Christian devil, and committing crimes in the name of whatever deity it is that they are, you know, they're purporting to worship. Now, this serves to damage us in a number of ways. For starters, these kids, these teenagers, these adults claim to be Satanists, and it's quite obvious that they're not. They're either just very sick, morally, you know, bankrupt, or they're trying to score points with some anthropomorphic devil that they think exists. Now, obviously, you know, we all have very strong thoughts about this. You, as someone who's essentially seen this, you know, this type of thing before, you know, again, back in the late 80s, you kind of get that feeling of deja vu, don't you?
I do, and, you know, I'm not that old, David, that I said that clearly, but there's a really profound difference between then and now, and the difference is mostly in part to the Internet. What has happened now is that you have literal devil worshippers gathering together and forming organizations. This wasn't the case previously. It was just random kids, bored Christians, heretics. Now you literally have groupings of people who claim to be what they call theistic or traditionalist Satanists. Of course, they're not Satanists at all. They are still heretics. But they are organized, and they do literally believe in an anthropomorphic devil. And the minute you believe in a deity, you must pay homage or sacrifice or do something to appease it. And that is where the trouble comes from.
Yeah. Essentially, Christians, you know, through their preaching and through their work, have essentially created the devil that they've so warned everyone about, and it's now finally starting to manifest itself in these new crimes. We'll talk about some of these crimes. We'll look at some examples of them, and we'll talk about them. We'll take your chat room comments, and we'll have more. Stick around. You're listening to Satanism Today.
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
And what's the name of your show again?
She's on Hate Radio, and her name is Hate Fucking Whatever. Hate Speech. Thanks.
What was it again? Hate Speech Radio? Give them a plug for the kick farting.
Cringe Humor, right?
CringeHumor.net. Cringe Humor Radio, what?
Oh, well, that's no title for a radio show, I hope.
And what's the name of your show again?
It's Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio, how do we get there?
On CringeHumorRadio.com.
All right, very good. Hate Speech Radio, right?
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's right. Let's see how long it takes XM to sue us for this one.
And what's the name of your show again?
Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to PurgingTalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin that will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com. to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
We'll be right back.
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today. And here's your host, David Harris.
That is correct. This is Satanism Today. I am David Harris. Join us if you're out there listening live on the 16th of September, 2008. Chat room is crowded as always. Just go to www.satanismtoday.net. Chatting on the phones with Magistrate Egrain Mitchell about the recent slew of devil worship slash pseudo-satanic crimes that have been sweeping around the world as over the course of the past few months as a result of, quote-unquote, as much as I hate to use the term, theistic, you know, Satanists. Boo. Not a real term. Definitely not a real term. perpetrating all sorts of mayhem in whatever country or neighborhood they happen to live in. Now, again, hearkening back to the Satanic Panic, one of the chief causes of the spread of this kind of propaganda was tabloid journalism. Tabloids loved nothing more than to jump on the satanic bandwagon and just sensationalize any story they could possibly tie to Satanism in an effort to sell papers. And one story that you cited in your blog, Egrain, comes from just such a tabloid. This one's from The Sun.
Right.
Children who were brutally murdered, each one stabbed 666 times. Just reading. somehow I find that very hard to believe. You can't have a more sensational headline than, you know, knifed 666 times each and eaten. And of course they've got
ick.
I'm sorry?
I said ick.
Yeah, exactly. Ick. It's just awful. And of course, right underneath the headline they've got pictures of four young, fresh faced youngsters who were allegedly murdered as a result of these quote unquote devil worshippers. Now just reading from the article here. Four teenagers were horrifically slain by Satanists. Wrong. Stabbed.
Wrong.
Exactly. Stabbed 666 times each and then eaten. The gang of devil worshippers butchered their victims and roasted them on a bonfire before devouring their flesh. Horrified cops found body parts dumped in a pit beside an upside-down cross, a symbol used in satanic worship. Wrong again. the victims all suffered 666 knife wounds. Now, if these bodies were charred and body parts strewn about the crime scene, how exactly
were
they, and eaten no less, how were they able to tell that each individual body was stabbed 666 times?
I don't know. Don't they have CSI in Russia? I don't know.
You see the Russian version of David Caruso standing over a crime scene. Well, Frank. I'm trying to come up with an awful David Caruso line, and I can't do it.
Well, if you can't see the sunglasses, it doesn't count.
Exactly. Sunglasses on, exit stage left. Victims all suffered 666 knife wounds, the number associated with the beast or Antichrist and featured in horror films such as The Omen. Well, there you have it right there. It was in a horror movie, therefore, it must be tied to Satanism. Just awful, sensational journalism. The pals, three girls and a boy aged 16 or 17, were all goths. Now, that harkens back to the Columbine massacres, when they tried to pin Columbine on Satanism because the kids wore gothic makeup and listened to bands like Marilyn Manson and KMFDM instead of pointing the finger at where they should have been pointed you know, at the school system and at the kids' own parents. Why?
Agreed. But how bad, and how desensitized have we become that just the murder of four teenagers isn't sufficiently lurid?
Yeah, we've become so that how yeah you're exactly right. Isn't the fact that these children were murdered story enough? No, they have to put some sort of a spin on it, because at this point, you know, children being murdered has become commonplace, and it's horrific and disgusting.
But there's more to it. I think the real worrisome part is, did the murderers think that they were doing something allegedly satanic? Because if they were on the internet, there are all these sites purporting that Satanism and devil worship are the same thing.
Right, and it's absolutely not true. Anyone with half a brain can go to churchofsatan.com and without even having to go to a bookstore and picking up the Satanic Bible, can get the gist of Satanism and see that, you know, it's a law-abiding philosophy and that it has nothing to do with human sacrifice and devil worship. I don't understand. Well, no, I take that back. I do understand the need for sensational journalism, because without it, these idiots can't sell their papers. So I see why they're doing it. It's just a disgusting, disgusting display of incorrect and improper journalism in favor of, you know, as much as I hate to say it, in an attempt to make money, which is something I'm personally for, but certainly not at the expense of a philosophy that I embrace and love.
But I think we really need to, like, also put the blame on, frankly, the Christian people who refuse to allow people to read the Satanic Bible, and therefore their version of Satanism, which is a horrific thing, is what people do interpret that way. And we also have to blame these quote-unquote theistics who buy it wholesale and are now trying to sell it as well.
Exactly. I mean, you were right when you wrote in your blog that this is now a two-fronted war. Christians who for centuries have, you know, used the devil, quote-unquote, as their scapegoat and have pointed the finger at Satanists, saying that, you know, we're bad, you know, stay away from us, you know, don't read their literature, it's a book of lies, you know, when people could just as easily pick up the book and just simply educate themselves about the Satanic philosophy. They don't have to buy into it. If they're strong-willed enough in their, and, you know, strong enough in their own faith, in their own philosophy, they can pick up a book, read it, and disagree with it on a fundamental level without, suddenly coming to terms with the fact and embracing the philosophy, not if they're strong enough in their own faith. And then, of course, you're exactly right. You have these theistic Satanists, these devil worshippers. It bugs me.
I hate putting words together, don't you? It kills you, doesn't it?
It really does. It stymies me. It prevents me from thinking just to put the word theistic and Satanist together. It bugs me on a fundamental level. But these devil worshippers who are now, like you said, very organized on the internet. They're on MySpace. They're on Facebook. They're getting together. They're communicating. And they're concocting some inane bullshit about, you know, having to purport animal and human sacrifice to appease their devil. They literally have now become the monster that Christians always warned their flock about. They are now, you know, the evil, you know, the evil incarnate that's here to, you know, represent the devil in the within the confines and the construct of the Christian model.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a little bit more from this horrible tabloid story. They were lured one by one into a cottage and forced to get drunk before being butchered. Well, because they, you know, because devil worshippers like their meat pickled. Hair from them was found in the embers of a fire the gang lit under a tree. And police believe the teenagers were cooked in the flames before their flesh was devoured. And their private parts had been cut off in a sickening ritual in the rural area of Russia. Now, as if further sensation. All right, well, we got, you know, four dead kids. Now, let's throw the Satan angle in here. Oh, wait, not enough. Let's cut off their genitals. That'll make good reading. It's absolutely just disgusting.
The mind that can come up with these stories. I mean, I remember back in the day, Bob Larson, you would read his stories about what Satanism was supposed to be, and the only thing you could conclude was he had the dirtiest mind of anyone you'd ever met.
Oh,
not us, them.
You're absolutely, I mean, yeah, a lot of those old interviews are still available. In fact, one of my favorite things to do, I went and I found, you can get them off of Boyd Rice's website, the classic Bob Larson Boyd Rice interviews. And Boyd is just sitting there, you know, very calmly explaining satanic philosophy. And Bob Larson is like, "You want to kill my parents, don't you?" Boyd's like, "No, I don't. What the fuck are you talking about?"
When I did Bob Larson, I have never been at a loss for words on a radio interview before, but I was literally nauseated when he told me what I allegedly did for fun. I was beyond disgusted, and I said such, but guess what? That was edited.
Of course it was. And again, another pitfall with sensational journalism when it comes to stories like this, when, you know, those of us that are spokesmen for the, you know, the legitimate Church of Satan come forward and try to explain our philosophy rationally, intelligently, and present it for what it is, which is a rational, life-loving philosophy, that shit gets edited out. It goes away.
It's boring.
Exactly. I can recall, and this actually bugged me on a really personal level because it involved a bunch of people that I know personally from different sides of the spectrum of my life. My good friends Magister Miali and Priestess Crabe did an interview on XM Satellite Radio last Halloween, representing Satanism, obviously, as you know the way that they know how to do it, because they've been great spokesmen for the organization for a long time. Doing an interview on XM Satellite Radio on a station with a couple of jocks that I kind of know personally. And these guys, you know, kind of joked around with them, had fun with them for a little while. But ultimately, when, you know, Satanism wasn't what they expected it to be, when there was no orgies and there were no animal sacrifices and there were no babies being butchered, they were dismissed and then they were made fun of behind their backs after they left the studio. And it bothered me. Because, again, you know...
Well, you know why, don't you? Because nobody wants to hear the ultimate truth. And the ultimate truth is there's no God, there's no devil, and you're responsible for you. Nobody ever wants to hear that they and they alone are in control of their own destiny. Even people who are fun don't want to hear that.
Exactly. And it becomes a problem when things like this come up, because we suddenly, while we're giving them the truth, when we're exposing the truth is boring. The lie is much more fun to the news. So they run with the lie, and they create this awful air of deception and corruption and an image of Satanism that is not what it actually is, and it ends up, you know, destroying lives like it did back in the 80s.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to touch base on another story when we come back. Stick around. You are listening to Satanism Today.
Available now from the House of Netherworld. A stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard a thousand times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
And what's the name of your show again?
She's on Hate Radio. Her name is Hate fucking whatever. Hate Speech. Thanks.
What was it again? Hate Speech Radio? You give them a plug for the kick farting?
Cringe Humor. Right?
CringeHumor.net. Cringe Humor Radio, what?
Oh, well, that's no title for a radio show, I hope.
And what's the name of your show again?
It's Hate Speech Radio.
Hate Speech Radio. How
on
do we get there?
CringeHumorRadio.com.
All right, very good. Hate Speech Radio, right?
Hate Speech Radio on CringeHumorRadio.com. Enthusiastically endorsed by members of the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's right. Let's see how long it takes XM to sue us for this one.
And what's the name of your show again?
Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on CringeHumorRadio.com.
So smooth and fair.
Warning, the contents of this show actually make sense.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're very, very pissed off.
It's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
Hi. Satanism Today. I am David Harris. If you're out there listening live, no phones tonight because we have a very special guest on the line. But chat room comments are always appreciated. Just go to the chat room, www.satanismtoday.net, if you have questions or comments for our guest, Magistrate Grain Mitchell, who hasn't been on... I think it's been 5 years since I've had you on the show.
It has. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, it definitely has.
Long time.
Definitely got to have you on more often. This is one that a little closer to home, and... seems a little bit more stereotypical in terms of the types of stories that are cropping up in this country, not so much abroad. Abroad, the accusations are just vile and blatant. But you notice some of the stories in this country, they kind of just, they drop the S word into the story. And they just once, drop Satanism. Okay. Just to pique some interest. From NBC10.com from Greater Philadelphia. Local high school student was arrested after threatening to buy a gun, shoot classmates who had been picking on him. You know, who hasn't heard this story before? Authorities said they were tipped off to the threats by another student at Methacton High School in Lower Providence. Say they arrested 18-year-old Ian Howell just before first period Wednesday morning. Going forward. Detectives has said they already seized his computer for analysis by the FBI. Detective Euler reported that Howell's MySpace.com page was filled with boasts about Satanism and listening to heavy metal music. What does that have to do with him buying a gun and wanting to kill his classmates?
Well, obviously it has nothing, because the two things are mutually exclusive. One is not allowed to be a Satanist and then go blow away one's classmates, which they would know if they read the Satanic Bible or went to the Church of Satan website. But that would be far too easy. We can't have that.
Right. It doesn't make for good. Reading on the internet. It doesn't make for a good story in the 6 o'clock news. All right, this kid was going to buy a gun, kill his classmates. We saw that 15 years ago. What can we do to spice up this story? Satanism on his MySpace page. That's it. Let's throw that out there. Let's get the public questioning about this. I hate to keep going back to the same thing over and over again, but it just boggles the mind. That why can't people... think? Am I asking too much for people to...
Yes. Chris Rock said something about, you know, what happened to just fucking crazy. You know? Apparently it's not enough to be just fucking crazy. I guess crazy's a dime a dozen. But the thing you also see with stories like this is... they found satanic literature, or they, you know, and no one ever says we were in their house and there was a holy Bible, you know, therefore it's a Christian crime. You know, that never happens, but we get it every time.
I would love to see that.
just once.
Just once. Just so that you can point it. See, how does that feel? Do you like that? You just want to see it one time. Just one guy, just one news reporter, one story writer with the balls to say they found Christian Bible in his home. Could this be a ritual Christian abuse crime? They found the child crucified with a crown of thorns on his head. It's fucking...
No. It would be great because it's infinitely more... it happens all the time that people actually are motivated by Christian literature to commit crimes. But nobody ever questions the dangerousness of Christianity. It's always some weird anomaly, rather than the fact that the book actually is quite clear. You should hate certain people, and you should hurt certain people.
Right, exactly. I think the closest, and it's kind of bizarre because this particular story, you know, hit your home because it involved a friend of Jim's, the Chris Benoit story. The news sort of glazed over the fact that as Chris Benoit murdered his wife and child, even though it was obvious to anyone who examined the story that it was the result of just massive amounts of concussions that the man had suffered throughout the course of his lifetime, the thing that the news just kind of mentioned but then glazed over just as quickly was the fact that he laid Bibles at the head of the bed of both his wife and his son. It's the only time I've ever heard it even brought up in a news story. Just happened to be in that particular one. But again, it was glazed over just as quickly as it was mentioned, whereas this kind of thing will be, you know, mentioned and hammered upon and hammered over again and again and again. Why is that?
Well, I think, first of all, the reason I would imagine that was the case is because, again, when you have a belief in a deity and an afterlife, this becomes a dress rehearsal. So even if you do something appalling, it's okay. God will forgive your sins if you, you know, love him. So it's okay to off people. And, you know, the Bible is the actual, you know, it's there, it's physical, it's manifest. But the reason, of course, it was glossed over is because when you have a majority of a population that believes the same thing, they do not want to look inward at the causal relationship their religion has to various kinds of psychosis and how it feeds it rather than fixes it.
You definitely hit the nail on the head, and that can even be tied into, you know, the obvious, the one and only thing, really, that you know, Christians and more specifically Catholics have been called out on the carpet about, and that's pedophilia. You know, Catholic priests all over the world molesting small children. it's really the only time that Christians have been called out on the carpet about a crime, you know. Crimes that they've committed, you know, on a relatively frequent basis. And yet, when you, it's almost as if, even in the media, that isn't as made as big a deal as when this type of crime occurs, when a murder occurs.
And they blame it sociologically rather than religiously. They say it.
You agree? I think we lost Egraine. That's all right. We'll get her back here in just a moment. Please stand by.
Don't do the girl from
Ipanema. Please stand by. There we go.
Okay.
Sorry about that. We lost you there.
Yeah.
So you were saying they blame it sociologically rather than religiously.
Right. They'll say it's because they're not allowed to marry or because they are, you know, they're isolated, instead of the fact that there are a gazillion entries in the Bible that advocate hurting children, using them, killing them, for God's sake. It's not a religious problem to them. It's a sociological one or a psychological one. They refuse to look at the religion itself as part and parcel of the problem.
Now, because, of course, if they did, they would find the fundamental flaws with their own philosophy.
You can't have that.
Of course not, because then your trillion-dollar industry goes down the shitter. Far be it for that to happen. And I want to take a look at this other story that you had. And it's almost as if... And the most outrageous ones that we see are the ones coming out of Africa. I've touched on a bunch of bizarre witchcraft stories coming out of Africa. Some of my favorites include the witchcraft practicing penis stealers, which elicited that exact reaction from me.
Most people have their own. Anyway,
this one comes from IOL. I believe this is out of Zimbabwe. In the grip of Satan, there is a resurgence of dabbling in Satanism in South Africa, says world-renowned expert on the occult and pastor of Destiny Harvest Church. Right.
You could stop right there. You know, that just says it all. It's pot calling kettles, and there you have it. But actually, you're having this resurgence of, you're hearing a lot of this, one, because they're 20 years behind the times.
Oh.
Let's just start right there. They're just catching up with the satanic panic, okay? Secondarily, when you have real, genuine problems because of what Christianity has done to these people regarding HIV and preventing them from getting the education and what they need to stop them from dying from AIDS, you've got to blame the devil for everything. That's what's happening in South Africa.
And that's another thing that completely blows my mind. And this is a conversation that I've had many time on this show. I've had, you know, multiple conversations with Reverend Slaughter about AIDS research in Africa and about... you can harken back. I guess it's been almost a year since the James Watson scandal. James Watson, one of the men who mapped the human genome, pretty much stating that, you know, funding for AIDS research in Africa is akin to flushing money down the toilet, because these are people who, for 25 years, we've been giving money to educate them so that they can, you know, not get AIDS and die. They still don't get it, and the rate of HIV positive citizens in most African countries is 1 in 4. That's, you know, look around. It's you and 3 other people. If it ain't the 3 people in your immediate vicinity, it's you. You've got it. And this is the kind of thing.
You have conflicting problems. If people want to go get fed by the organizations that feed them, that are mostly Christian missionaries, they're sitting there saying, I've got food for you. Listen to my sermon. Don't use a rubber on your willy. How do you fight that?
That's, yeah, it's true. I mean, and it even gets to the point where people, you know, the officials who are supposed to be in charge of dispersing the monies that, you know, we as the United States donate for AIDS research in Africa, they themselves don't protect themselves. There was a story. Vice chairman of AIDS research and education in Africa was accused of raping an HIV-positive woman. And when he was asked if he used protection, he said, no, I didn't. You can't catch AIDS. A man can't catch AIDS from a woman. Those were his exact words. And then he said, just to be safe, I took a shower afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
And this isn't a joke. I'm dead serious. This actually happened. And this is the person who is in charge of AIDS research and dispersing funds that we give them. And you wonder why men like James Watson think that we're flushing money down the toilet by donating money to African AIDS research.
I believe I said, let's just, you know, South Africa should just be our big Darwinian experiment, because you cannot combat what is happening there. You cannot do it. But the thing with Satanism there is, again, I think people inherently, you don't need Bibles, you don't need preachers to know inherently the difference between what is right and wrong. Natural law is natural law. And when people break it, and they know they're breaking it, again, they fall on that old standby, the devil. You're hearing the story, one of the stories from South Africa, about a man raping his daughter because his boss told him that the devil wanted him to. Now, one, people want to rape and commit pedophilia in Africa because they'd like not to get AIDS by getting virgins. But in this case, it was a literal, the devil made me do it. They're just blatant in their ignorance, and I don't know how you fix that.
It's, you know, and you were exactly right when you said we can blame Christian missionaries on this type of thing, because they were the ones who essentially instilled the notion of the Christian devil into those people. Those people had no concept of Christianity before missionaries showed up. They were, you know, they were living in trees and fending for themselves, foraging in the wilderness and getting, you know, attacked by lions, and you know, essentially just living in a tribal system, probably worshiping various tribal gods. Again, pick your poison of choice and go with it, you know. But, you know, they had no concept of the Christian construct of good and evil, right and wrong, heaven and hell, God and the devil.
Yeah. And certainly no concept of these retributive afterlives. With ancestor worship, generally people don't expect to get another go-round where you're either punished or you're rewarded. So once you've, again, entered that into the equation, this is just a dress rehearsal, folks. Doesn't matter what you do. And that is the most dangerous notion for a society or for civilization. It will continually plague us as long as people live for the next one and not for the one we have now. And that's, again, why theistic Satanists are so dangerous to us. They are playing into that entire notion, which is, for the Satanist, about as contrary to our philosophy as you can get. This is it. Do it right.
Yeah, this, you know, what they don't understand, and what is the fundamental and biggest difference between them and us, is that there is no God. There is no devil. This is it. They are pandering to the Christian model. They are Christians. Just they're siding with the bad guy in that model. And you're absolutely right. They are perpetrating these acts to score points for the afterlife. It just happens to be the afterlife that they claim to want to be a part of, which is the going to hell and, you know, reigning in hell as opposed to serving in heaven. It's the opposite side of the same bullshit coin. And
which, of course, is also ridiculous. I mean, let's face it, if there is a hell based on the Christian model, what kind of silly Jimmy Dean concept, you know, rebel without a clue, actually says, oh yes, I want to spend eternity on fire. Give me just the smallest break in the world.
And ultimately, the biggest detriment that both these, you know, and again, it can be, the blame for this can be placed squarely on the shoulders of Christian churches, is this kind of education has manifested this kind of monster and has now created a gross violation of the normal social contract of, you know, just living and let live, which, you know, now these devil worshippers will not be doing. And again, it makes us all look bad.
It's horrifying.
It definitely is.
No longer can say with truth that, no, these things don't happen. Now we have to take that extra step and say, no, we don't do them, even though they do happen.
Right. Yeah, now instead of saying, no, they don't happen, now we have to say, it's not us. It's them. And now we have to do finger pointing, and it sucks.
It does.
Really no other way to put it. Egrain, thank you very much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I miss you. I hope to see you soon. You and Jim, I give you, you know, send my love to both of you. You're two of my closest friends. I miss you horribly.
You know we love you. Come down here.
It's starting to get cold up here. I'm probably going to take you up on that sometime soon.
We've got a couch with your name on, David.
Winter is coming. I need the warmth. Egrain, thank you. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Be well, David.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, and with that, we bring this edition of Satanism Today, to a close. I want to thank my very good friend, Magistrate Egrain Mitchell, for being on the show, talking about this friggin' ridiculous topic that we have to deal with. It sucks that we have to deal with it, but we do. Hope you all enjoyed it. What I want you all to do right now, turn on your televisions if you can, as much as it pains me to tell you to do that. Put it on WeTV. Watch The Secret Lives of Women. This is, of course, if you're only if you're listening live. My good friend Priestess Heather Sines going to be featured on The Secret Lives of Women as they do their special on the occult. Starts right now. So don't even wait for the end of the show. Go listen to it. I'm cutting the end of the show short just so you can get there. Satanism Today is copywritten 2008. By Harris Media, owned sole proprietorship by yours truly. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this show is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Bye-bye, all.